in custody. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. An investigation is now underway after a flyer stole a plane in Tupelo, Mississippi.
We just got off the phone with the Benton County Sheriff's Office, who did confirm to us that the suspect is in custody. They tell us that that plane went down in Tippah County. That's in northeast Mississippi. We've been seeing videos all over social media of what appears to be the plane that gentleman was flying around for several hours. It looks as if it landed in a field, maybe someone's farmland. It doesn't appear that it crashed into the ground. It appears that it just landed. Again, the suspect is in custody now in Tippah County, and this ends a five-hour sort of developing chase.
Fox's Charles Watson. Meanwhile, NASA has called off its second launch attempt for its new moon rocket because of yet another fuel leak. It's the second delay this week for the 322-foot rocket, the most powerful ever built by NASA. Launch controllers tried to plug Saturday's leak by stopping and restarting the flow of super cold liquid hydrogen, but the leak persisted and the launch director finally halted the countdown. There's no word yet on when NASA might try again. Plus, speculation on White House officials working with Facebook employees raises many questions in the name of misinformation.
The White House is now facing increased scrutiny over emails that appear to show direct coordination between high-ranking administration officials and Facebook employees in an effort to police speech on their platforms. A bulk of these emails show correspondence between Facebook and the CDC during the pandemic. One White House official going as far as to request that a Tony Fauci parody be removed from Facebook. The Facebook rep that received the request replying on it. One CDC official even suggesting recurring meetings.
Fox's Jerry Willis. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This past month, members of the Senate reintroduced legislation they call the College Athlete Bill of Rights.
College athletes are now allowed a side hustle, marketing themselves for what they do on the field.
One of the downsides is that this process was rolled out with very few rules and guardrails.
Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker crafted a College Athlete Bill of Rights to protect players.
We look and applaud those geniuses on those fields or those courts. We should feel confident that that young person is being taken care of.
GOP Pennsylvania Representative Mike Kelly briefly played football at Notre Dame. Kelly says NILs mean college athletes worry more about pocketbooks instead of hitting the books.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Meanwhile, an E. coli outbreak tied to the Wendy's fast food chain spreads to more states.
The CDC says the outbreak, linked to romaine lettuce from Wendy's, has spread to New York and Kentucky, bringing to six the number of states where it's been detected. The CDC says nearly 100 cases have been reported in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Kentucky, and New York. But the number of people sickened is likely higher than the number reported. 45 of the patients required hospitalization. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Florida is holding another sales tax holiday week, this time on tools.
Florida's Department of Revenue says starting today through September 9th, items commonly used by skilled trade workers, such as power tools, work boots, and toolboxes, are exempt from sales tax on retail sales. Most of the items that apply are on the lower end of the expensive scale, but this does apply to power tools that are selling for $300 or less. Florida has sales tax holiday weeks or even months on a variety of items. It recently had a back-to-school sales tax exemption from late July through August 7th, and right now baby clothing and diapers are exempt from tax for an entire year. That began July 1st.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.